We read in Malachi 3, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord Almighty, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Let me prove it to you. Father, we acknowledge your presence today. Wherever we might find ourselves, you are there alongside of us, with us, ready and not only willing, but wanting to help us in the situations of our life. You love us and want the very best for us. You want to open the windows of heaven and shower upon us such blessings, or, as Peterson renders your word, lavish gifts upon us, that we might wonder whether or not we can possibly contain them all. Oh yes, there will be setbacks or trials along the way, but you are there all the time. Father, help us to face the matters of our daily lives with a sense of spiritual understanding and balance. While we can't ignore the fact we are in this world and thus tend to be influenced every day by the ways of this world, help us to get beyond dealing with the physicality only and to sense your presence and way, and to adopt your guidelines, which are there for our good. Help us to realize afresh you are the creator and rightful owner of everything. The earth and everything in it belong to you, O Lord. Help us to truly come to grips with your ownership of everything. You indeed are the real owner, not us, and we are your money managers. Forgive us for the tokenism in our giving back to you of a God-honoring portion of the financial resources you've entrusted to us. May we get to the point in our lives that we actually give happily as our loving response to and for your grace, an obvious testimony of your Spirit at work within us. We know we don't deserve what you do for us, but we give back to you as our testimony that your Spirit is alive and we are growing in you, that we are becoming the person you want us to be. When this takes place, we will see your hand mightily at work in our financial situations. Help us to see the steps taking place to bring financial resolve, whether you cause it instantaneously or you lead us each to make decisions that will make the difference. Help us to be open to the leading of your Spirit in our financial matters. Make the commitments to adhere to the teachings of your word in these matters and to make our decisions of how we use what you've entrusted to us, an obvious testimony that you're in control of our lives, appropriately honoring you in the use of that which is really yours. We know you will give to us what you also know will flow through us. May we truly honor you in our giving, and we know, as your word has assured us over and over, you will channel more through us. Father, help us to realize the positive implications of committing ourselves to honoring you through the right management of your resources. To him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that is at work within us, be all the glory. Amen.